USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is blasting a decision to uphold his Facebook suspension. In a statement, Trump saying, quote, free speech has been taken away from the President of the United States because the radical left lunatics are afraid of the truth, close quote. The former president's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, also weighing in on the decision.
It's a sad day for America. It's a sad day for Facebook, because I can tell you a number of members of Congress are now looking at, do they break up Facebook? Do they make sure that they don't have a monopoly? And I can tell you that it is two different standards, one for Donald Trump and one for a number of other people.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The family of Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt, who was killed during the January 6th incident at the U.S. Capitol, is suing the Capitol Police Department for wrongful death. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Who's really running the country? Joe Biden? The First Lady? Kamala Harris? Maybe Barack Obama? Already, Kamala Harris is the most powerful vice president in history. All this week, Newsmax's Greg Kelly asked the tough questions about Joe Biden and who's really in charge at the White House. Every night this week, Greg Kelly is on Newsmax giving you the news you need to know. So watch Greg Kelly tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern and see his series, Who's Really in Charge? Newsmax TV is America's fourth highest rated cable news network. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune into Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, or YouTube. Or just download the free Newsmax TV app on your smartphone and watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. So should you.
A Nashville, Tennessee police officer was shot late Tuesday night after being set up by an attacker. That's according to authorities. Officer Brian Sherman, a two-year veteran of the Nashville Police Department, was responding to a call that there was an active shooter when he was hit by gunfire. Three other officers responded to the house when they were almost immediately hit by gunfire. Sherman was hit by a bullet in the upper arm. Betsy Smith is the National Police Association spokeswoman. She tells Fox News these attacks on police officers has to stop.
We've got police officers leaving. We've got a vilification of law enforcement from our politicians, from our media. And so law enforcement officers, they're either leaving the profession or they're engaging in what we call de-policing,
right,
where they're not really getting involved until they absolutely have to.
Exercise company Peloton is voluntarily recalling its Tread and Tread Plus treadmills over safety concerns. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The FAA is warning air travelers about what it describes as a dramatic increase in unruly or dangerous behavior aboard passenger airplanes. In a typical year, the agency sees 100 to 150 formal cases of bad passenger behavior. But since the start of this year, the number of reported cases has jumped to 1,300. Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants Union, says things have gotten real bad this year.
The physical and verbal abuse that flight attendants have been taking has been way off the charts of any kind of air rage incidents that we've been talking about over the past 20 years.
As far as some of the behaviors of the unruly passengers, Nelson tells ABC's Good Morning America.
Flight attendants being physically assaulted, pushed, choked. We had a passenger urinate. We had a passenger spit into the mouth of a child on board. These are some of the things that we have been dealing with.
The FAA now taking a zero-tolerance approach to poor behavior. Unruly passengers facing potential criminal charges, fines up to $35,000, or lifetime bans on certain airlines. The Biden administration is planning to crack down on elected officials who attempt to legislate against the aims of the LGBT movement at the state level. The new information coming from Alfonso David, head of the Human Rights Campaign, America's most powerful LGBT organization. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.